MP for Northampton South. Well, let's talk to Tony Clark, who's the National Spokesperson on International Foreign Affairs for the Green Party. He lives in Northampton, but currently at the party conference, Tony.
Yes, indeed. Yes, just underway.
You've just heard what Brian Binley has to say about things. Would you agree with him?
Yes, we're not far away. I mean, ISIS are a stain on the good name of Islam. And what's happening, what they're doing in all of their shock tactics with videos of journalists being beheaded and killing Christians, is they're trying to lure us, lure the West into combat. They want America and the UK to attack. And what we have to do, we have to hold our nerve and we have to support those in the region, Kurdistan, Iraq and Syria, in defending themselves and in defending the population of those countries. Now, the problem, of course, is that just a year ago, David Cameron wanted us to go into Syria. He wanted us to take Assad out. And the weapons that were gifted to Assad's opponents were provided by us. So now we have a situation where ISIS is using military hardware supplied by the West. And the only way we're going to deal with this is if we work with Iraq, work with Kurdistan, but more importantly, also work with Assad in Syria.
Well, that's an interesting point, isn't it? Because President Assad, he has perhaps a pivotal role to play here, but it's a role that doesn't sit well in the West.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, sometimes you have to look at the greater evil, and the greater evil to the civilian population at the moment in Syria and Iraq is this setting up of this caliphate where people are, I mean, Muslims are being murdered and butchered as well as Christians. Unless you buy into that peculiar extremist Muslim view that ISIS holds, then even if you are a Muslim, you are not safe. And, you know, the other thing we have to take into account here, as well as people's safety, is also the fact that if we don't get a hold on it, if we don't allow people in the region to sort it out themselves, then all we do is recruit for this ridiculous jihad.
When it comes to the British hostage, David Cameron saying he's not going to pay a ransom, is he right?
Yes, it's a personal view that the party hasn't discussed it, but I think we all know that if you were to pay a ransom, you're just putting more money into the hands of terrorists who can then use it to murder, butcher, kidnap more and carry on their evil regime. And you know, it's bad enough that we've supplied them with weapons. We shouldn't be supplying them with money.
We need to protect our citizens, though, don't we, Tony? We need to do everything we can.
We always need to do everything we can. And, you know, I'm not saying there shouldn't be a rescue attempt. I'm not saying that, you know, my heart doesn't go out to the family of this poor man who has been held captive and whose life is very much in danger. But, you know, plurally, we don't want to give ISIS what it wants. And it wants the West involved. It wants UK and American troops on the ground. I don't want that. The Green Party doesn't want that. The public, the people in the area, they want relief, but they need relief to come from their own country. And the other very important issue here is we have to stop the financing. And that's coming from countries such as Saudi Arabia. And we need to be serious about on one hand selling arms to Saudi Arabia, and on the second turning a blind eye to the money that's going into organisations such as ISIS.
This is a group that have been around in some form or another for a very long time now, back to probably 2000 you can trace their roots. Why are they suddenly doing these headline-grabbing barbaric acts of beheading foreign journalists and beheading foreign hostages?
Well, as I said, it's done purely to lure the West in. If you are going to try to recruit those that, for whatever reason, have been attracted to some form of protection of their Muslim brothers and sisters, then you have to have a narrative, and their narrative is to make sure that they divide Muslims from the rest of the world in order to set up their separate caliphate. And, you know, we mustn't play into their hands, no matter how evil it is, no matter how shocking it is. We mustn't give them what they want. And you know, that would be disastrous, because it would progress and it would prolong the pain and the agony.
Tony, thank you for the time being. I'd like to go back to Brian Binley, who's still on the line. Brian, Tony makes a good point there. You know, we need to not encourage people to join their side. And we do have a problem, perhaps, with some people in this country who feel like they should go and fight, don't we?
Well, yes, of course we do. And this is, sadly, what most good Muslim citizens in this country, most are poor. They hate the view that they, in the main, that these young people are being radicalized. But you know, it is easy to radicalize some of these young people, and radicalize them in a very evil way. Isn't it funny that none of the leaders of these organizations are ever suicide bombers? It's always the young people. And when evil men of that kind lead young people to their death in that way, I find that completely abhorrent. But on Tony's major point, I think he talked a lot of sense. I often think he talked a lot of sense on issues of this kind, and I support almost all of what he said.
Brian, thank you very much. And Tony, just a last word to you as well. I mean, Brian, they're talking about the radicalisation of our young people. How do we stop that from happening here?
Well, you stop it by educating, you stop it by talking to community, and you stop it by making sure that you don't isolate and criticise the whole of the UK Muslim community. We need them on board as much as anybody else, and we should be working more closely with our Muslim community, accepting that what's happening is certainly not being done in their name, and helping them to stop their sons and daughters from being caught up in this evil.
Tony Clark, thank you very much. Tony Clark, the National Spokesperson on International Foreign Affairs for the Green Party. Brian Binley, the Conservative MP for Northampton South. Interested in your views this lunchtime as to whether or not we should be getting involved militarily with what's going on in Iraq and Syria with IS. Josie says, where's the peace?